The winter wind cuts across Terry O'Neill's farm near Friend in eastern Nebraska. But his pigs don't feel the chill. They're tucked away in heated steel barns across the yard from his home.
We just weaned approximately 500 head of pigs today, and they're in a facility that's 85 degrees, just about like being down in the Caribbean.
O'Neill started farming in the mid-80s with 40 pigs outside on dirt. Then the pork industry changed, and he changed with it. He put up long hog barns, each housing hundreds of pigs. He still thinks of himself as small.
We have about 7,000, which by industry standards could be on the smaller side if you look at the whole scope of the industry.
And when O'Neill looks at the scope of the pork industry, he sees Nebraska losing ground, especially compared to the top pork state, Iowa, right next door. Both states have lost hundreds, even thousands of hog farms in the last 20 years, but Iowa has added millions of animals at the same time. That's come with some environmental challenges, to be sure, but what bothers O'Neill is that a lot of Iowa's pigs are processed in Nebraska packing plants.
We're missing out on that opportunity. I've seen what's happened in Iowa. I'm seeing what's happening in South Dakota. It seems like we are becoming an island.
He calls Nebraska an island because the state prohibits meat companies from owning livestock. Iowa and other Midwestern states also used to ban corporate farming to protect family-owned operations. But after a slew of court challenges, Nebraska's packer ban is one of the only laws left standing. In states like Iowa and Minnesota, many farmers now have contracts to feed pigs owned by meatpacking companies like Cargill or Tyson. You can't do that in Nebraska. And Nebraska State Senator Ken Shills says it's getting in the way of rural growth.
We've been in population decline for the last 50 years. And so we probably better start doing things to entice people to come back.
Shills introduced a bill that would lift the packer ban on livestock ownership, but only for hogs, not cattle. Let's say a farm family doesn't have enough land to bring a son or daughter back in the business. Shills says with a packer contract, maybe they could get a loan for a hog barn. But critics say that would mean giving up the most valuable part of the farm.
We think farmers should own livestock in the state, not packers.
That's Tracy Bruckner of the Center for Rural Affairs. Bruckner says Nebraska's ban on packer ownership prevents meat companies from dominating the pork industry the way they do the chicken industry. She says consumers might not notice, but you can see the results in farm country.
If vertical integration was the answer, then rural America would be a paradise right now. And it's not.
Instead of more hog buildings on fewer farms, Bruckner wants to see more farms adding smaller numbers of pigs. And she says promoting packer-owned livestock makes that more difficult for hog farmers like Ryan Schieffer.
I see that old barn with rusted tin on top, but it still shelters those girls just fine.
Schieffer's farm is a throwback. He raises a few hundred hogs a year near Crofton in northeast Nebraska. The animals wander in and out of open pens that have been around for decades. Until recently, Schieffer was still trying to sell to big packers for commodity prices, but that traditional cash market barely exists today.
It's gotten to the point now where that's not working anymore. I mean, it worked in my dad's generation, the 80s, 90s, you know, now it just doesn't fly.
Last year, Schieffer and his wife Jessica started raising red wattle hogs. It's a heritage breed. Now they sell meat directly to individuals and restaurants as Highland Hills Farm. He says it's working, but it's a different business.
You can do a lot with a little, I think, if you want to raise them this way, but it's not just take these to Tyson or Smithfield or whoever buys it. You have to find your own market, so that's where it gets tricky.
And that's really what's happening as the pork industry becomes more concentrated. Small and mid-sized producers are forced to either get bigger, get out, or get into a niche market. Taking away Nebraska's packer ban would give farmers another way to grab a share of the pork industry. But the concern is whether that could actually leave hog farmers with fewer ways to compete in the long run. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.